Many mining booms began quite by chance. That was the case about 100 miles west of Albuquerque, New Mexico. However, the mineral discovered was quite different than most found in the U.S. The story of boom and bust is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1950, a family living near Grants, New Mexico, made a discovery that would change their area.
It was a family with the name of Martinez. They had no idea what they were uncovering, but they knew it was something a whole lot different than anything else that they had seen from the standpoint of a mineral.
Bob Clark says the mineral the Martinez family found near Grants, New Mexico, helped build a mining industry here.
Uranium was discovered in Cibola County, and eventually we became the uranium capital of the world.
The town swelled, and uranium mining flourished, but the boom was only for a couple of decades.
In 1980, the environmental restrictions that were imposed by the federal government, the need for uranium diminished considerably, and the town, all of a sudden, uranium was not a resource that we could manage and or make money off of.
Today, there are just under 10,000 people in this town. There was once many more.
It was a terrible, for the community, a terrible economic loss, and people just left town about as fast as a few years before had arrived. And so, essentially, Grants was a ghost town.
High-grade uranium deposits can be found outside of the U.S., especially in Canada and Australia. But this town still has important ties to uranium. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside in Grants, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McRae.